crazy with depravity.
Some other than the river offer just one dime.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. We'd like to tell you more, but we just haven't got the time. Haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable.
And then one day a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms and legs and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out with pencils and stuck marbles up her nose. And then we dragged her around the garden with a poison arrow. And after that we saw and said,
I think the lady knows.
That we were two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. We're those two dreadful children.
One look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten that deep down at heart we're both really rotten.
We are two dreadful children and we always go too far.
As those two dreadful children here on Time Travel. It's time, everyone. Paul's calls. My dad, I've been doing a song a week. I've been doing a call a week from my dad. I started in January. There was only one week where I had some crazy lady calling me from Connecticut, and those calls stopped finally. But I had some crazy Italian lady calling me up asking for a massage. So this week, again, back to Paul's calls. Now, this one is something special because he called in, not to my show, but he called in to my friend Derek's show, who's doing the big picture with Lisa at 7 o'clock tonight, 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. He does his show. But Derek and Lisa were talking about healthcare, and Dad decided to call in. So this week, here's that call. It's a special Paul's Calls. Here on Time Travel with Chris Searle, and then back to the regular show, which is Psychopaths and Sociopaths here on Time Travel. I don't think Dad fits into either one of those, but he's a little crazy on his own level. But let's listen, because he makes a whole lot of sense. He tells quite a story here, but he always stays on topic. You never know. You think he's falling off the topic, but then he goes right back to it. So here's dear old Dad talking about the healthcare system here on Time Travel.
So we got Paul with us on the phone, who's got some thoughts of his own about what's going on. Paul, what's your take on what's happening with the Affordable Care Act? I must remind you, it's affordable because affordable is in the name.
Right. Well, let me tell you what life was. I'm 73, and of course Chris, who runs the other show, is my son. But I'm 73 years old, and I grew up, my father was actually a Harvard graduate. I think maybe I've talked to you. And he married one of his high school students and had four children back in the 40s. All right. We lived in the old farmhouse my mother's mother owned. I can remember it burned 25, 30 gallons of oil a day in the wintertime. The oil bill in winter was the biggest thing. And this is how much money he ever spent on insurance. We lived in Rhode Island. And we shopped in Massachusetts, and at that time, Rhode Island had a sales tax. We never had one. But my father never bought any car insurance. Rhode Island was like New Hampshire used to be. And he never bought any insurance except for the insurance which we bought when we were in school, in elementary school and high school.
I remember those. I had that plan when I was growing up.
Yeah, those kind of plans. And me, I got into economical motorcycle riding. And I went to BU, 4 years at BU, high tuition, room and board. I used to ride a motor scooter, Cushman motor scooter the freshman year. Then I bought a BMW one-cylinder motorcycle for $360. And I used to drive it back and forth. And then I never bought any insurance except for when I was in school. And when you're 18, 20 years old, you just think you're invincible.
Yep.
on the ski slope, on the motorcycle. Used to do a lot of sailing and swimming, and we used to swim up the bellbuoys. But you're never going to get all these young people. That's what they want, to buy all this insurance if you're healthy. And it's the same as the 80-20 thing again. 20% of the people consuming 80% of the wealth.
Yep.
And most of us grow up healthy. I mean, we used to go to a family doctor, Dr. Lent in Tiverton. He used to visit homes. It was $5 to go visit Dr. Lent. And except for maybe accidents, you know, some kids might break a leg or something, and I don't remember any of my friends really getting seriously hurt in any car accidents. Although, you know, when I got on a larger scale in high school, I remember, you know, three kids getting killed,
sure,
hitting the stone wall in South Tiverton. But, I mean, this is the big problem. You always have healthy people who are young. And you were talking about, I was listening, you know, you're too busy entertaining yourself and, you know, money for movies and candy.
Yeah, it's
going to the boys club on Saturday.
It's the furthest thought from your mind.
People that do it. Yeah.
I mean, I held out on the mask plan and for years after it launched until... I think it was only just...
That's right. I used to yell
a couple of years ago.
You weren't on insurance.
I used to pay the fine because I'm healthy, and paying the fine was more affordable than signing up for the health insurance. And, you know, I was in my 40s by that point. So what do you think about single payer? I mean, if we go Medicare for everybody, is that a better alternative to what we've got right now?
I don't know. I've you know, I worked for the big corporation, and I was fully covered until I too lost my job at 62, and then I went on and you know, at that age, and my wife, I didn't want to drop it. I mean, for a while I was paying you know, over $1,000 a month, and I met people, you know, as we laid people off here, as the big electronic corporations folded, like Honeywell and Digital and Wang, you know, I bumped into people who just went to not buying insurance even when they were older.
Yeah.
You're taking a big chance as you get older. When you're 20 years old, healthy, you're invincible.
Yep.
And even my father lived to be 69 years old. And he didn't go to doctors on a regular basis. Unfortunately, he liked to drink a lot of milk and top round steak and hamburgers. And he had the coronary thrombosis at 69. He didn't cost the healthcare system anything. He died. He went to bed one night and he died in his sleep. And he'd been sick a couple of days. I remember he used to visit the library in his old age in retirement. He'd go to a library, read movies all day, and that's how it was. But that's the big problem. How do you get the young, healthy people to buy insurance that's required?
I don't see it happening anytime soon, and thank you for your call.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye, Derek.
We'll talk to you soon.
That's Dear Old Dad.
Real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips, that come on your lips, and come on your lips and get ready. It's about to get heavy, I just settled on my lawsuit. Fuck you, Debbie! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. They start feeling like prisoners helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells,
bitch!
A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. for me? Well, I'm back. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winner. I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I just get a tasket, I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obie. You 36-year-old boy had a fag low. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been dope, suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. So I'm not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Paul's Calls before Eminem there. It was Dad calling into Derek and Lisa's show, The Big Picture, talking about the Affordable Care Act. And he talks for about 5 minutes, and he tells a story, and it's always interesting. But at the very end of it, Derek's like, well, what do you think about single payer? And Dad's answer is, I don't know. So, I mean, there's discussion there, but there's no decisions being made. Well, anyway, yeah, it has been a big mess since HMOs have come onto the scene. And speaking for somebody who actually works in the healthcare system over the past few years, things need to be changed because, you know, it's just too expensive out there and it's gotten a little bit crazy. The problem is there's people on both sides of it, and we'll see what happens in the future. But I would love to see single payer. I'd love to see everybody pitch in. And everybody have health care. That's my vision for the perfect world. But we know that'll never happen in my lifetime. But I am a dreamer, just like all the people in La La Land. Hello to Dave and Brett, who just called in. They want to hear a song. I'll get that on for them in a couple of minutes here. If anybody else would like to hear something, it's 855-915-WMFO. The theme today is psychopaths and sociopaths. But we can toss in a couple of other things here and there. No problem. 855-915-WMFO. WMFO is Billy Idol.
Superman, hey little sister, who's the one? one you want. Hey, little sister shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow!
Time so empty?
No. I run the office and tend the cabins and grounds and do little errands for my mother, the ones she allows I might be capable of doing.
Do you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother. You've never had an empty moment in your entire life, have you?
Only my share.
Where are you going? I didn't mean to pry.
I'm looking for a private island.
What are you running away from?
Why do you ask that?
No. People never run away from anything. The rain didn't last long, did it? You know what I think? I think that we're all in our private traps, clamped in them, and none of us can ever get out. We scratch and claw, but only at the air, only at each other. And for all of it, we never budge an inch.
Sometimes we deliberately step into those traps.
I was born in mine. I don't mind it anymore.
Oh, but you should. You should mind it.
Oh, I do. But I say I don't.
You know, if anyone ever talked to me the way I heard, the way she spoke to you.
Sometimes, when she talks to me like that, I feel I'd like to go up there and curse her and leave her forever. Or at least defy her. But I know I can't.
Upon initial contact with Ice-T's music, I had envisioned him to be an ill-mannered and psychologically unstable man with an extremely uneducated and barbaric frame of mind, whose raps displayed nothing but ridiculous jargon, shocking sexual audacity, and repulsive images of the ghetto. However, after further analysis of his music, I can deduce that he is the epitome of anti-disestablishmentarianism, who embodies the entire spectrum of the urban experience and struggle. But to make things more plain and simple to the layman, I find Ice-T to be the dopest, flyest, OG pimp, hustler, gangster, player, hardcore motherfucker living today. To be honest, I am totally and completely on his dick.
Oh, yeah. I'm back, motherfucker. Ice-T, 1991. Told you, you should've killed me last year. Once again, I'm back in the place to be. The I, the C, the E, the T. I'll never get a Grammy, so f*** the G. All I need is a crowd, M-I-M-I-C. Got a gangsta ass DJ named Evil E. My record label's called Warner B. William Morris is my agency. I never go broke, I got property. Got a dope pit bull named Felony. Got four go albums, so what you telling me? Power was two, Iceberg was three. This one here shit 500G. Now when I roll stupid deep. Benzes, Beamers, and booming Jeeps. I'm always strapped cause my money I keep. You move on the ice and you're going to sleep. So when you see me walking down the street, you say, what's up, Ice? I say, peace, give me a dap. I give you one back, cause I ain't soup, so forget about that. We might take a picture, sign an autograph. Kick a little flavor, have some fun and laugh. But step to me wrong, you might get shot and wind up looking out a Ziploc.
It's time travel here with you till 7.
Oh, kid when they couldn't give a damn about you. All my cares and troubles dive right off my windowsill every time I pop my little pill. Does my laundry and the universe my will. All my cares and troubles dive right off my windowsill. All my cares and troubles dive right off my windowsill. Every time I pop my little pill.
That's creepy. That's Prince. Talking about popping a pill from Old Friends for Sale, The Vault, from I believe it was around 1998. Warner Brothers, he was under contract with Warner Brothers, and he's like, here, you can have all these crappy songs. Release this. So they were all like unfinished and kind of weird songs, and that was one of them. I heard that, and I'm like, geez, I had heard it before a few times because I'm a huge Prince fan, but I'm like, geez, that's kind of sad because he died from, not from pills, but I'm sure he did his share, probably more than his share. But anyway, there's my hero, Prince, died of fentanyl overdose almost a year ago, back in, I think it was April 21st. I think I'm going to go visit I'm going to take a pilgrimage out to Minneapolis this year and go see Paisley Park. It looks like the Time is there, as well as the Revolution, as well as the New Power Generation. They're all playing this big show in April, and I might go. I'm a big Prince fan. I might as well go and hang out over there. It's got to be better than, like, seeing U2 for $500 at the Garden for the 70th time, you know. It's like, go see something a little different. I'm gonna go see some of Prince's old proteges, and when I say old, I mean old. They're like in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and which one will drop dead next? We lost Vanity last year, early in like January, February, and then we lost the big one. We lost Prince. As long as we got Morris Day, I'll be all right for a little while, and then I'll just have an emotional breakdown. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Boy, it's flying right by. We're doing psychopaths and sociopath songs tonight, but this one comes in as a request, so we'll take a little break here with Steve Faubert with Romeo's Tune. This goes out to Brett, all the way from California. He's visiting beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire this week, so this goes out to Brett and Dave here on Time Travel.
Everything's all right. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. Say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run. Chandelier.
Once again, it's time for an everyday story of country folk. The BBC present Life with the Moons, with Keith Moon, played by himself, a revolutionary violinist, played by Fidel Castro, and a well-known groupie taking the part of, well, just about anybody. Hello, sweetheart. I'm home. Hang on. I'll just take my coat off. Taken away off my mind.
Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. I got a couple of things lined up for you. In the meanwhile, what's next? I was going to play a clip, but it's not ready. So I'm trying to cover up. Probably shouldn't let you know that, but I did. I like to share sometimes. Let's see. Why don't we do this? Oh, this one's kind of fun. This is National Lampoon from 1973 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Stay warm, everybody. Snows are coming. Storms are coming, Annie.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here.
amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be. Hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
That's the National Lampoon from 1973, I believe, from the album Radio Dinner. It was actually written by Christopher Guest before he was on Saturday Night Live and before he did Spinal Tap and all of that. He was in the National Lampoon along with Chevy Chase and John Belushi, as well as plenty of others. But that's pretty interesting in the fact that in the background there is a young Melissa Manchester singing in the background there. And at the time, that was actually a parody of a different song that was out there that basically gave you little life lessons and things like that, almost like the sunscreen song of the late 90s. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. doing a lot of psychotic and sociopath songs and clips here, and I'm going to continue up until 7 o'clock. Be careful with the snow out there, everybody. 55 car pileup today in Wakefield, from what I heard on 128. And I was listening to a different radio station. They were interviewing somebody. He was in the car and he got rear-ended. He moved over to his passenger seat, opened the door, and leaped over the guardrail into the snow and the woods, because the cars just kept hitting him from behind over and over and over again. Nobody was stopping. I guess it was a sheet of ice out there. And of course, there's many mass holes out there with their big cars and He said it was came very close to a truck slamming into everybody, too, but they managed to slow down time. He said people were doing about 30, 35 miles an hour on the highway. But anyway, tomorrow is going to be a disaster, too, from what we're told. 6 a.m. and onward, we've got blizzard conditions, 6 to 12 inches, something like that. It's like there's a big difference between 6 to 12 inches, you know? Yeah, snow, too. But you got to, oh, hey now. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. I'm going to play a clip from 7. Here's John Doe's speech telling us what it is, how it is, at least in his world.
It's in those eyes of yours, though. Nothing wrong with a man taking pleasure in his work. I won't deny my own personal desire to turn each sin against the sinner.
Ooh, wait a minute. I thought all you did was kill innocent people.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man? A disgusting man who could barely stand up? A man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him? A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal? And after him, I picked the lawyer, and you both must have secretly been thanking me for that one. This is a man who dedicated his life to making money by lying with every breath that he could muster to keeping murderers and rapists on the streets.
Murderers.
A woman.
Murderers, John, like yourself.
A woman. So ugly on the inside that she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug-dealing pederast, actually. And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore. Only in a world this shitty could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face. But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it. We tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over, and studied, and followed. Forever.
Yeah.
I think I'd vote for that guy. Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
Listen.
thoughts that you've decided on a killing. First you make a stone of your heart, and if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffee, then it avoids an awful lot of mess. Because it's murder by numbers. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ass.
And now, once again, it's time for an everyday story of country folk. The BBC present Life with the Moons, with Keith Moon, played by himself, a revolutionary violinist, played by Fidel Castro, and a well-known groupie taking the part of, well, just about anybody.
Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Have a good week, everyone. I'm going to leave you with Peter Gabriel. Derek and Lisa coming up next with The Big Picture.
crawling under me. Every fear I swallow makes me small. Inconsequential things occur. Alarms are triggered, memories stir.
It's not the way it has to be.